Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, a joke of the day redo plus Jessica Alsman and poop in space. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
morning. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
You know what food commercial is ticking me off, though? The woman, the lady at the piano. What are you eating? Nothing, honey. Yeah. Thin lady, what are you eating now? Nothing, honey. Don't you just say, look, bitch, I'm eating nut and honey. Okay? It's the name of the cereal. I mean,
that's
just...
That's true, though. What do they always go, two can play this game. Right.
Well, see, but they should just call it nut and bitch. You know? That way, you get it right out the way. What are you eating? Nothing, bitch. No, that's the name of the cereal, honey. Nothing, bitch.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
And then later on, what are you eating now? Nothing, bitch. You're still eating nothing, bitch? No, this time I'm actually calling you. You keep asking me what I'm eating.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh is back.
Hi.
For now.
After yesterday.
Got a memo yesterday, taking yet another vacation.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking another day off next week.
Okay. Are you really? 2 days off, I believe, is what you asked for.
I only need the one now. The fishing trip. It's the Arnold Brothers annual fishing trip.
That's all you got.
Next weekend.
That's going to be great, because really you couldn't do it because all the ladies went, and now it's going to be just the boys, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That'll be great.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Just the boys trip, then.
Yeah, this is the big one. This is just the big bass weekend. We've got the Olympics all planned up.
I foresee a lot of beer being drank over this weekend.
There's a fair amount.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. How many boats you taking?
In this case, it'll be three.
Three boats for four boys?
No, my brother John's brother-in-law and his buddy are coming, too.
Oh, okay, nice.
So five of you. Wait a minute.
So essentially six of us. Okay. Yeah, two per boat.
The explanation is going to take longer than the actual trip for you to get it.
Chick, they're still waiting for you to come to one of these.
Well, not now, buddy. Good luck. Take Tom with you.
How do you decide who goes in which boat with whom?
We just kind of spur of the moment. I know what you're getting at. I know what you want.
Are you going
to
by weight distribution?
Yeah, right.
Is that what you're trying?
Yeah. Am I? Who's the thinnest of my brothers? And I'm certainly matched up with them.
So sure, that it's, of course.
Yeah. Well, it's all with boats. It's all about ballast.
Will I need to bring a PA system, Josh?
Oh,
well, now Godwin. I'm definitely out.
Godwin likes to fish.
I love to fish.
He does. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, we're gonna have a good time and. Oh, I was laughing because you were just talking about how much you like to fish. Instead of inviting you, I just went on talking about the trip.
Yeah.
I need you guys to catch up to me.
I'm sorry. There's Josh. There's Ace Cosby. There's Jessica Alsman. She's home right now. We're watching her on the TV. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
Let's see. Willie G is right next to me. And there's Christy Lee over there at the news desk. By the way, today a special day on the show. I don't know if you knew this, Jessica, but we're doing a three editions of the Omaha Steaks Ace Cosby joke of the day.
And we've already done two.
Yes, we have.
Is it because it takes three to get to the good one?
No, he started strong.
What?
Oh, shade there, huh?
I
didn't have time to do my whole hour
we're
set.
We're two-thirds done.
Just for that, we're redoing the first one. Ladies and gentlemen.
What?
It's the Omaha Steaks presents the Ace Cosby redo joke of the day number one. Go ahead, Ace.
First one? Oh, my friend bet me. She bet me that I couldn't name two...
Structures.
I thought your friend's name was Bethany.
That's what I thought.
I have no idea what you're saying.
His friend bet him.
Bet me. I couldn't name two structures that hold water.
Two structures that hold water. What'd you say?
Well, damn.
Get it? Well,
damn.
Number one. Damn,
I get why we're
two.
Doing three.
Just went better the first time.
No, the first time he did a great job.
Yeah, the first time it killed. It's your fault for...
Right.
I was thinking ahead.
Yeah. First time it killed.
He's writing number three right now.
There's a lot of pressure to write these jokes. I don't have time to write jokes like these. I've been outside planting mums in my free time, or as they call them in England, moms.
Is that right?
Ambassador's gift, yes.
That was my joke. I thought it was okay.
Oh, that was a joke?
Mums, this is moms, hard, Ace. Oh.
That was a joke? Sorry. I plant mums.
In England, they call them moms.
I was thinking it's too cold.
Oh, moms.
I'm sorry, I missed that whole hunk. What happened?
There's like a documentary on why they say mom and we say mom.
That sounds exciting. Yeah,
Show that
at my funeral after I'm dead. I'm sorry. Christy, we had outer space news, you were saying?
Yeah, I was trying to find an update on the new launch. You recall yesterday we talked about the new space toilet that's going into space.
Space toilet!
A cargo spacecraft will take off from Virginia on
Thursday.
Thursday night? I've got 9:40 p.m. Do you find that? It'll take fresh supplies, scientific experiments, and the new toilet to the International Space Station.
I bet they don't need toilet paper.
According to NASA, the 23...
That's my question.
What?
It was millions of dollars for
$23 million toilet. Officially called the Universal Waste Management System, is 65% smaller, 40% lighter than the toilet currently being used. Melissa McKinley, the NASA Advanced Exploration System Logics Reduction Project Manager.
Right, that's right cute, there. Honey.
No, wait a minute. I said that wrong. NASA Advanced Exploration Systems Logistics Reduction
cute.
Project Manager.
There's at least three too many words in that.
Yeah. Get
that's
a smaller
that's
a, business
That's government
card.
BS.
Call her Big Mac.
That's cute, Big Mac. Can we talk to a man? Huh? Is that all right?
Designed to improve
this is NASA, for God's sake.
The use of the toilet for the female crew. You got to strap yourself on. Did you look at it? I looked at it yesterday.
Everything, the answer to all your questions is one word, suction.
Yeah,
that's how they do everything.
Well, and they are reusing the
poop?
Urine.
Oh, the urine.
They turn it into drinking water.
Yeah, don't try the meatloaf. Hey, there's corn in the meatloaf there.
And
wow. Soy is.
It's also.
Whatever you say there.
Never eat the Russian meatloaf.
Whatever you say
that's,
there.
That's
like
what Dr. David Wolf told me.
And that was a Russian toilet they're replacing. But they're also working on.
Horses for your body.
Trying to. recycle fecal material as well.
For what?
Into drinking water.
Oh, they need to talk to the ladies at my junior high school cafeteria. they perfected that. The hamburgers they serve there. I don't know what was in them. It sure as hell wasn't meat.
Oh, my goodness.
$23 million toilet.
Yeah.
So you strap yourself on it so then, because obviously if there's zero gravity, that would be problematic.
Right. You strap yourself on. That was part of the improvement.
And then is it a built-in bidet? So is it paper-free? Is that the idea?
I thought that I don't know.
I think the real news story here is that there are women working at NASA.
That's incredible.
I mean, aren't they just fighting over who the cutest astronaut is?
Seriously?
Yes, Christy,
yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Aren't they too busy?
That's exactly right.
Shopping.
Putting lipstick on in the restroom.
Your Twitter's going to be so full.
Yes.
Oh, no, you're not on Twitter anymore, right?
That's why.
Okay. Yeah, after yesterday, I'm getting off Twitter as well.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
She just died.
Boy, she was a handsome woman, huh?
Helen Reddy?
Helen Reddy and Willing, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, that's the kind of joke that'll...
Oh, if people don't know that these are jokes,
they don't.
I don't need them.
crew members on board.
No, I'm sorry. Do they give the name of the space toilet? Does it?
No. Why would
what
it have
mean?
A name?
Oh, you mean like we you name got, ours?
Oh, yeah, like the ideas?
You name your toilet?
The cosmic dumper or something?
When you go to buy one, you have to have a name.
Oh, you mean the Patriot?
The Little Dipper?
Yeah. The Colonial?
Air Toto.
The Turd Gobbler 2001, something.
2001, though, yeah, yeah. Nice, yeah.
No, they don't use words.
Or the Hell 10,000.
Yeah.
They don't use words like the Turd Gobbler.
Plus, I cannot flush for you, Dave. I'm sorry, Dave.
Dave, have you been
Dave.
Eating any vegetables, Dave?
Second helping of lasagna last night, huh, Dave?
It's Mexican Tuesday, Dave. I'm on strike tomorrow.
Crew members on board the International Space Station were forced to search for the source of what was termed a small air leak in the middle of the night.
Yikes.
NASA reported Tuesday two Russians, one American on board the ISS, awakened late Monday to seal hatches between compartments and search for the ongoing leak, which appeared to be getting worse.
Lousy American.
You're on a space station. You hear the term, the guys from Houston calling you up, small air leak. You're going to wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no, you don't hit the snooze alarm on that. Get up, get out the flashlight, start looking around.
NASA stressed that the leak, which was first discovered last year, remains small and poses no danger.
Yeah, that's easy for a guy sitting in Houston with a bathroom bigger than the space station right around the corner. Easy for him to say.
Astronauts will now try to pinpoint the leak in Russia's main living and working compartment. What's it, we separate up there? Do we have Russia's Russia and the United States living and working arrangements?
I guess.
I
do
not sleep with filthy Americans.
I like your Russian. I do. I remember Dr. David Wolf, who's a very distinguished gentleman, an astronaut. And
a fraud, right?
And
he came
a physician.
Out. Found out he didn't actually go to space.
Oh, you jerk.
Oh, my God.
I think that's right. I heard the same thing.
Yeah, David filmed it all here.
Great actor.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Just ruined that relationship.
One of my favorite people on the planet.
The Wolf Man.
Dr. Wolf said he, I remember he was in here and he said that you don't know what quiet is till you're on the space station mirror and the power goes out.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
He said when the power went out, he said he could hear his blood flowing through his body.
He said he hadn't heard silence like that since Jessica Alsman's mom's joke.
I like that face.
Now that's comedy.
Social. Now that's funny.
Picking on Jessica today.
Oh, Alzi, she
can take it.
She can.
You realize
she can also throw soup cans at my window.
Yes, that's right.
Also, we learned that.
Just so you know, she has access to what we call the books, and she could alter. Oh, I don't know, things like your pay scale. Oh, look, Josh got a check for $6.75. Well, $6 and
wait a minute, Josh is getting $6.75.
Well, starts in...
He's been here longer than you, Pat. Seniority.
Yeah, Pat, not all of us get paid in old shirts.
Yeah, and some of us come to work, too.
Hey.
Okay,
well... Yeah, some of us actually... Yeah, you don't come to work either, Arnold.
Oh, don't I, Mr. Stent?
I was dying. I was dying. Get off my back. Did I say any?
Just one second. I got an idea here.
What?
We go to Chick's, the heart surgeons. And yeah. These men and women are brilliant. They're great scientists,
he's
physicians.
He's dying to get on the air, too. He wants to be on the air.
Oh, you could become Mr. Stent. I got a friend that makes costumes. We'll make you a giant stent costume with your little arm sticking out.
You're not putting me in any sort of costume.
And then we'll have it stick out above your head, and then your little face will be sticking out. Hi, I'm Mr. Stent.
I dressed up like a vagina for you. Isn't that enough?
Hey, where's those pictures?
Oh, they're out there.
I got to see that live.
Really? The costume that I had made for him, it was so accurate, I would get compliments from OBGYNs.
And it would bring the house down.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
I saw it two or three
times.
Yeah,
there's no way we could do that anymore. We'd be sued by someone. Yeah. That was some great comedy.
Well, we'd be sued by Connie Chung. But that just goes without saying, I think.
I forgot about that joke. Yes, you know something? Just saying it on the radio.
Yeah, it
makes me nervous.
Probably are in trouble.
But I thought we would do a special edition, an early edition of Today in History.
Oh, terrific.
Oh, okay.
Time now for Today in History.
Well, that's helpful. Would you care to join us? I can't do without the proper intro.
Time now for...
Thank you.
Today in History. Tom,
Thank you, Leonard.
That was good, Leonard.
Today, tell us all about it.
Today, the 30th of September, and we begin with birthdays. On this date, going way back to 1924, Truman Capote.
Oh.
But it looks like Capote.
Yeah.
Well, it's spelled Capote, but it's Capote.
Oh, you mean like compote?
Yeah, so that sounds like a delicacy for cannibals. Have you had the Truman Compote? It's delicious. So what is compote? A special jelly or something?
It is like a fruit.
Liver.
No, that's
liver.
Pate.
It's jam.
It's like a jam,
right?
Yeah.
The liver jam.
So does somebody have compote and peanut butter?
Currant.
On a Kaiser Krumps. Roll. Wait a second. Then the most important birthday we have ever here. This is unbelievable. Today is the 75th birthday of Art Volo Jr.
Oh,
is that right?
The famous
birthday,
radio videographer. Happy birthday, Art.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday, Art.
Yes.
Art's the best. And he was the first guy to ever take video of this program. So you can see us.
Quite the archive.
When we were baby DJs.
Oh, sperm DJs.
Very happy birthday, Art.
A 1957 brings us the birthday of Fran Drescher, who's I'm a big fan. I know
you like her a lot.
Tom, I'm with you, and I think she's incredibly sexy.
Ugh.
Always have. Always have.
Hey, mister.
I don't mind it. Yeah. I know.
Would you have to say, I don't mind it? There's something wrong.
It's got kind of a Gilbert Gottfried meets Eddie Murphy.
So I think she's so hot.
She is. Even I love watching old episodes of The Nanny. Nope. Like when it pops up.
They're bringing back The Nanny, except now that the kids are taking care of Fran, sadly.
Oh, no.
She's messing a diaper now. How's that feel? Huh?
Happy birthday, Eric Stoltz, who was almost in Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even shot some of it.
And those are floating around the internet.
Yeah,
now?
Yeah,
you can see a few.
And
yeah.
You, when you watch them, you realize, man, they really
made a good choice.
They made a great choice when they switched. Didn't they have a dozen major actors try out for that?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I've read that. But happy birthday to the great guitarist Trey Anastasio from Fish. Happy birthday to a good friend of the show, Kathleen Madigan.
Oh, Kathleen.
The best.
Happy birthday, 1984, the birthday of hip-hop artist T-Pain.
Oh, T-Pain.
Yeah.
Sure.
He wants to buy you a drink.
Buy you a drink.
That's
I'm
right.
In love with a stripper.
He was given that name by his mother right after the birth.
T-Pain
is it was originally C-Pain.
Yeah, you can't be C-Pain.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you, finally.
T-Pain is most well known for using auto-tune. He does a NPR Tiny Desk concert where they don't use auto-tune. It is that guy has a voice. It's beautiful.
That's interesting.
He's a great singer.
Boy, I turned off when you said NPR Tiny Desk concert.
Oh,
is that
yeah.
What
those
oh, are it's really a really good series.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it sounds insufferable. Well, now we have the.
Have you heard one?
Now we have the third finest pan flute player from Laos.
No,
it's really good.
They don't have any Breaking Benjamins yet. They might.
You know, rather than use the $5 million studio 30 feet from me,
right.
We're going to have them play it at our desk.
Yes.
Isn't that cute?
All right, sorry I said anything. Great.
Yeah, no.
It's a nice series.
I enjoy it.
No, it's a nice, but it's cutesy. They don't need to do that. They have brilliant studios. They should make use of them and spare us the cutesiness, but they would never do that.
That's too popular, I guess, this show.
1955, James Dean takes his last drive in the Porsche.
I'm sorry.
It was my fault.
Well, your fault. You said it.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
rebel without a brake pedal. Apparently.
Yeah. Way to go, indulgent.
I'm going to let that sort of simmer. That was such a nice joke.
I enjoyed
that. His last words were, he goes, I hope I'm in a lot of bad art with Elvis and Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
You really do, in that area, like I lied about my weight, Big Bopper and the plane crash. You work in that area really well. Yes.
Gallows humor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dark but you got the name of the movie was Rebel Without a Seatbelt.
Oh, I see.
The sequel, Rebel Without an Airbag. And Princess Di starred in
Ooh.
A remake.
Again,
yeah.
My fault. Yeah, I told her not to put a seatbelt on.
I don't think she would have survived.
If you don't want to be seen, I recommend going to the Ritz in Paris. The press will never find you there. So much for today in
history. Talk about blaming
Mrs. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.